evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So the global censorship wall that's been protecting Pfizer and its shots is crumbling all around the world. The Spectator is a major publication based in the United Kingdom, but with branches across the English-speaking world. And in the Spectator's Australian edition, they just did what was basically impossible 2 years ago, unthinkable just a few months ago. They went and actually wrote about the people looking at what's in these COVID shots. Last week, Rebecca Weiser wrote a piece profile on Dr. David Nixon, a guest on this program, and his ongoing efforts to analyze the vials of Pfizer vaccine. Well, as Weiser points out, this is a more gutsy move than it seems at first. In the United States, the contract between Pfizer and the U.S. government prohibits turning over vaccine vials for independent research. Why? Supposedly because every single vial is so important for saving lives, or whatever. Well, is the same true in Australia? I don't know. But whether it is or not, it hasn't stopped Dr. Nixon. Here's part of Weiser's piece, quote, "Is there graphene oxide in the Pfizer shots? What Nixon found and filmed is bizarre, to say the least. Inside a single droplet of vaccine are strange mechanical structures. They seem motionless at first, but when Nixon used time-lapse photography to condense 48 hours of footage into just 2 minutes, it showed what appear to be mechanical arms assembling and disassembling glowing rectangular structures that look like circuitry and microchips. These are not manufactured products in the CDC's words because they can't construct and deconstruct themselves. But the formation of the crystals seems to be stimulated by electromagnetic radiation and stops when the slide with the vaccine is shielded by a Faraday bag." Nixon's findings are similar to those of teams in New Zealand, Germany, Spain, and South Korea. Unquote. Weiser goes on to point out what we've been pointing out for months, almost years, on this show. The death rate in highly vaccinated countries is up. Way up. And it's not just because of supposed COVID cases. Don't let them gaslight you. No, it's all kinds of causes. Heart attacks. Weird super cancers. Cardiac arrest. Diabetes. Almost all causes of death are higher. In Australia, deaths were up 17% in July over average last July. In England, deaths are 16% above the average, the highest excess mortality at any point since COVID-19, whatever that is, began. In the United States, mortality is up by 18% for both people over 80 and people in their 30s. And normally, we'd expect lower death rates right now because there were already excess deaths the last 2 years due to the murders in these hospitals labeled as COVID deaths. But the death rate isn't falling. It's still rising. As we have been pointing out on this program, something incredibly dark is happening. And for 2 years now, the press and big tech and our bureaucrats and our medical industrial complex and our politicians have all been suppressing it. But now their lies are crumbling. Because they can't hide what's happening. You can't hide 15 or 20% more people dying month after month after month. There are millions of people happy to repeat official lies or to believe them. But there are also millions of us, people who will not believe the lies forever, whose commitment is to the truth, and whose commitment to truth is more powerful than any lie. And we're speaking out more and more in more and more venues. It's not just a rise in death rates, by the way. There's also been a serious, measurable rise in the number of people reporting all kinds of disabilities, whether you call it long COVID, whatever that is, or something else. More and more people seem incapable of living healthy, normal lives. People with major publications cannot ignore any longer this amount of people that is becoming either disabled, life-changing injuries, or dying suddenly.
Absolutely. And we have so many questions because now we have a number of scientists that are coming forward who also did investigations on the vials looking for the mRNA, and they didn't find it. So, for example, Dr. Kevin McKern has analyzed Pfizer and Moderna shot, found no phosphorus or nitrogen, which is needed to build any mRNA. This corroborates what Dr. Daniel Legas from Canada said. The same thing was found by Steve Kirsch's team. He admitted on his Substack that they investigated the vials and found no mRNA. So if the mRNA is defective, then we're not making spike protein. And then the proteins that are being found are something other than what the vaccine companies are telling us. This is really important because so many people are saying, well, people are getting ill from the spike protein. Well, if we have vials that don't even contain any mRNA, that means there's no reverse transcription into the DNA. That means these people don't make the spike protein. So for that subset of people that have defective mRNA in their shots, what are they getting ill from? So we're seeing in vaccinated blood unusual structures that are huge and that are the same structures that we have found in the Pfizer vials, especially Dr. David Nixon, for example, or Shimon Janowitz have found that there are these ribbons growing in the vials if the vaccine content is being dried or being observed. So this same thing is being observed in the live blood of vaccinated people. The same structures that are in the vaccinated blood are also in unvaccinated blood, in people who never had COVID, but they have what's called long COVID symptoms. So what is that ribbon that we are calling possibly graphene? We don't really know. Is it hydrogel? What is the composition of it? Clearly, it is also associated with this elevated D-dimer because in the live blood, you can see how the blood is clumping around them and how the immune system is trying to degrade this. So we have the following questions. Number one, are these structures also frequency sensitive? Could it be that we have to also warn the unvaccinated now from shedding potentially from Wi-Fi frequency? Is this an environmental exposure as well? Because we found the same structures like Matt Taylor showed in rainwater. We found it in surgical masks. We found it in nasal swabs. We found it in all kinds of other venues. And so it's very concerning, and what I am certain of, the one thing that I'm certain of, is that we've been lied to, that the entire pandemic has been deceptive. And what my concern is that maybe the spike protein narrative is another deception.
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest post from Glinda Lomax. The title is, Because They Love the World, and this word was posted November 14th, 2022. I created light, and I can take that light away. The arrogance of the wicked leads them astray. They believe they could create the light, but I will show them they are wrong. The wicked believe they can create food, but they are wrong. They cannot create what they make the food from when I take it away. They believe they will have enough, but they are wrong. I will show them the error of their ways, as all that is in my holy word begins to happen around them, to show them I am real. Some will turn to me then, but many will not. Some will curse me with their last breath as they try to cling to the life I myself gave them because they love the world. They have not set their affections on things above, but on things beneath. My precious children, you will soon be here at home with me. Keep your eyes on me, and do not fear you will be without in what is to come. As you see these events you never thought to see, remember, I hold you in the palm of my mighty hand, and I am well able to protect you and provide for you, just as I did my people Israel in the desert. Only believe what I have told you. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
Do you think that Jesus is afraid of the devil? Do you think that God panics when the enemy makes plans? Can you imagine a demon wrestling with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit getting tired or calling for angelic backup? No? Well, don't you realize that he's given you the same authority? Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." There is no spirit more powerful than the Holy Spirit, and those who walk in the Holy Spirit walk in spiritual victory. When you rebuke the enemy, it's as if Jesus himself is rebuking the enemy. That's what it means to use his name. The only power the enemy has over you is the power you believe he has.
Late one Sunday evening, Mitch Kuhn and his parents are driving down a busy highway near Sydney, Australia, when out of nowhere they have an absolutely unnerving encounter. Mitch captured the hair-raising moment with his dashboard camera. Mitch explains that he was shocked when out of nowhere a child appeared right on the busy highway in front of him. He says that the child looked no older than 6 and seemed to be wearing a blue coat. Mitch Kuhn's mother quickly calls the police to warn them about the lost child randomly walking on the highway. After hearing nothing back, 45 minutes later, Mitch calls again to offer his dash cam footage. But the officer on the phone informs him that the child has been found and that the footage isn't needed. And now here's where things get really weird. So after being reassured by the police, Mitch Kuhn believes that the child is safe. He posts his dashcam footage to Facebook and the video is picked up by the Australian National News. Reporters reach out to the police to get more information, and the police deny that they ever found the child. They say that they searched the area, but no child was found, and that there were no reports of missing children in the area. So could it be that Mitch captured something paranormal on camera? And why the strange reaction by the authorities? I'm honestly just not sure. So let me know your thoughts down in the comments.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters, today is the day the Lord has made. Maybe someone will get saved. Stefano Accorsi is an Italian actor. Has he taken a bite out of the apple? Like our phones and computers, there's an apple with a bite out of it. The first Apple computer cost $666. You can look this up, it's true, I've shown it before on the screen. He's emphasizing one of his eyes here. He's got a golden idol and he's looking through it doing one eye symbolism. Is everything just A-OK in this world? Or is it 666? And if you don't think that's something, he's putting it over his eye, right? What average normal person does this, poses for a photo doing 666 in the eye of Horus? And even in Italy, they fake space and there's the big fake globe in the background. It's a golden false idol, an astronaut, right? Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, God bless you.
And your right hip, you say it's bone on bone.
Yes.
And your pain level, 1 through 10 is what?
8 or 9.
8 or 9. So we're going to pray for Keith, and God's going to take his pain away. And we want to just document that. Okay? So, Keith,
yes, sir.
Is there an area you can put your hand on that's right over the pain?
It's right here, like on, right on the joint. Yeah.
Leave your hand just like that, because I'm going to put my hand on your hand.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right? So it's about an 8, and after I pray for you, I want you to just be completely honest, right?
Yes.
Okay. Also, since you've had hip problems for a while, that throws your body out of whack sometimes as far as balance.
Right.
Do you know if you have one leg shorter than the other? We'll check it.
I don't know.
We'll
check it.
Okay. So I'm going to give this to Elizabeth for right now.
Thank you.
And I want to check your legs.
Okay. You want me to take my shoes off?
No, I want the shoes on because I can see better when the soles are next to each other. Oh, they're good. They're good. So that's not your issue.
Okay.
If it was, we'd have to fix that first, but it's not. So
thank you.
I want you to put your hand right back where the pain was.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of push it in there like you did. There you go. Okay. Now, I don't want you to pray at all.
Okay.
I want you just to receive. All right. So you just be like a dead man.
Okay.
I'll do the praying.
Thank
all right?
you.
And then you just be honest, okay?
I will.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for Keith. I know that you love him, and you don't want him to have this pain. So right now, I just speak to this hip. I command new hip joint now. I command new cartilage right now. Every muscle, tendon, ligament, nerve be healed and restored now. Every nerve be loose right now. I speak to the pain. All pain, get out now, all of it. Okay, now, do what you need to do. Look for the pain. Don't be afraid.
Is the feet are, you know, they're confusing a little bit, but the hip pain is better.
What is it now?
Three.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Put your hand back there.
Okay.
Wow. Now just relax and don't pray, don't think.
Okay.
Just be quiet in the inside. Thank you, Father, for bringing the pain down to a 3. It's not good enough, and we know, Lord, you want a 0. So we're going to go for the 0. So right now, the rest of that pain, I curse you. All the pain, you get out now, all of you. Every bit. Every nerve be loose right now. New joint right now. Okay, check it out.
The hip is good now.
It's good now?
Pain there.
No pain.
No. But this one is still
painful.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Yeah.
But we got the hip. It's gone.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's gone.
It's gone. Okay, so come closer.
Yeah.
Come closer. Come here.
Okay.
Put your hand where it hurts on the groin area.
Okay,
you ready?
Yes.
You ready to get rid of that?
Yeah, I'm ready. So
okay.
Ready.
Okay. Thank you, Father, for what you've already done. Now we're going to talk to this area, this opposite area. I command every muscle, tendon, ligament, and nerve to be healed right now. Every nerve be loosed now. All pain, you get out now. All of it. Just relax. Okay, look for it.
That's a lot more than I could even this morning, mm-hmm. But it's still there.
What's the number?
Maybe a 3.
Okay. Can you just stand there?
I'm sorry.
I'll come to you. Don't be sorry.
I feel so bad about
Listen, don't be sorry. This is what we're here for, okay? Okay. Bible says, freely you've received, freely give. So this is our honor to give.
Thank you.
All right? You don't have to be sorry for anything. We're sorry you're in pain.
Thank you.
And the devil ought to be sorry he messed with you.
Yeah.
Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for what you've done for Keith. And you want Keith 100% pain-free. So right now, we speak to this residual pain. Residual pain? I bind you. I curse you. Go to the pit of hell. Now, all of it. Everything, loosen up right now. Okay, that's it. Keith, try it out. Look for it.
We should put our phones on mute.
It's all right. Give it the big test.
Yeah.
Give it the big test. So you couldn't do that earlier?
No way.
No way.
I couldn't even put my socks on.
Couldn't even put your socks on, huh?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. There's nothing left. It feels great.
All right. That's what we want to do.
Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Take me to your own.